This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program from the period 2022-23 to 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that demand-driven skill development is the focus of the government and emphasis will be laid on convergence and quality enhancement. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission for Safai Karmcharis for 3 years till 31st March 2028.
हमारे जो सफाई कर्मचारी हैं उनके लिए उनके डेवलपमेंट के लिए उनके विकास के लिए जो नेशनल कमीशन ऑन सफाई कर्मचारी बना हुआ है उसको आज 3 वर्ष के लिए और एक्सटेंशन दिया गया करीब 50 करोड़ का 51 करोड़ खर्चा इस पे आएगा.
The minister also informed that South Coast Railway Zone has been given post-facto approval which will lead to efficiency in railways operations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight of the visit will be the AI Action Summit, where global leaders will discuss the future of artificial intelligence governance. India, as a co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in shaping the international AI policies, emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility and innovation. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both leaders will also hold bilateral talks and address the India-France CEOs Forum. In addition to the summit, discussions between the Indian and French leadership will cover defence, trade and energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. The visit will also see the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille, aimed at improving consular services for the Indian diaspora in southern France. Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to United States on February 12 for a 2-day working visit. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has chaired a high-level meeting to review and advance aircraft component manufacturing in the country. The meeting was attended by senior officials including Civil Aviation Secretary V. Varnam and representatives from industry associations, research institutes and various government departments. The discussion centered on strengthening domestic production and enhancing India's global competitiveness in the field of aircraft component manufacturing. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held today. Preparations are in full swing for a smooth and fair counting process. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Waz, said scrutiny of the election documents, including Form 17C of the 70 Assembly constituencies, has been conducted. Independent Central Observers appointed by the Election Commission, candidates and their agents and returning officers were present during the scrutiny. Our correspondent reports that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. The Transparency International Bangladesh has expressed deep concern over the vandalism and violence at Mujib Memorial Museum, Dhaka, and almost in the entire country over the past 2 days, and criticized Dr. Yunus administration's role to prevent it. External Affairs Ministry yesterday summoned the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Mr. Muhammad Nurul Islam, and conveyed that it is regrettable that regular statements made by Bangladesh authorities continue to portray India negatively. In response to media queries on the summoning of the Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. 9th Asian Winter Games 2025 has begun at Harbin, capital city of northeast China's Heilongjiang province. Chinese President Xi Jinping declared the games open in presence of visiting dignitaries including International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.